Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, St. John's Baptist Church there in Columbia, Maryland. I am so excited to have this wonderful opportunity to come to you again virtually and share in this service. Given obedience to God, my Father, Jesus Christ, who is the Lord and Savior of my life, to my friend and brother beloved, Dr. Robert Turner. Thank you, sir, for this tremendous privilege that you've given to me to share in this Men's Day, Father's Day worship at St. John's Baptist Church, man. I want to thank God for Minister Eric Brooks for introducing us and introducing me to St. John's Church about 2 years ago for your Men's Day. And, man, you and I became, Pastor Turner, the best of buddies and friends, and always look forward to seeing that name and number on my phone, Pastor Robert Turner. Man, thank you for this privilege. Pastor Turner, I know you know a lot of pastors and ministers across this city, state, and nation that can be doing this for St. John's today, but I'm so honored, my brother, you thought enough of this street preacher from New Orleans, Louisiana, to share in this service. And I pray God's church's blessings upon each and every last one of you. Well, turn your Bibles to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 1, and I want you to look at with me verses 18 through 25 of that chapter. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25 of that chapter, you'll find these similar words. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Our Father and our God, Master, we thank you and we praise you for this wonderful privilege and opportunity that you've given me to share with the congregation of the St. John's Baptist Church. Thank you for Pastor Turner. Thank you for his friendship, God. Thank you for the opportunity that he's given me to share in this virtual sermon for this Men's Day and Father's Day. Now, God, bless this time of preaching. As always, Master, let me decrease as you increase. Father, let them not see Fred, but God, let them see Christ. To the end, God, that you may be glorified, the saints of God may be edified, Satan may be horrified, and lost sinners will come to repentance. Therefore, God, stand in my body, think with my mind, speak with my voice. Now, be so very careful to give your name all the praise, all of the glory, and all of the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, and for his sake, let the people of God again say, amen. Verse 24, then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took him to his wife. And he did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. With that text in mind, with that scripture in mind, with this occasion of Father's Day and Men's Day in mind, St. John, I want to preach this morning from the subject, the characteristics of a godly father. The characteristics of a godly father. Men, I suggest to you today that the role of a father is critical. Brothers, I suggest to you today that the role of a father is crucial. Guys, I suggest to you today that the role of a father is essential, particularly in the day and time that you and I are living in. Current statistics have shown that most of the men in our prisons do not have a father figure in their home. Current statistics have shown that most of the young men in our juvenile detention centers do not have a father figure in their home. Current statistics have shown that most of the young men arrested for all kinds of crime do not have a father figure in their home, which proves, guys, the statement that I made at the beginning of this sermon. The role of a father is critical. The role of a father is crucial. The role of a father is essential. And I say that, guys, because I am convinced that the role of a father in a child's life can literally mold, direct, and influence the life of that child while they are living at home with their father. Let me say that again. I am convinced, Dr. Turner, I'm convinced, men of St. John Baptist Church, I'm convinced, congregation, that the role of a father in a child's life can literally mold, direct, influence the life of that child while they're living with their father. Think about it. Before a child is ever taught by a school teacher, before a child is ever instructed by a coach, before a child is ever inspired by a mentor, before a child is ever influenced by an athlete, by an actor, or by an entertainer, that child's first and foremost is affected by his or her parents. Let me say that again. That child's life is first and foremost affected by his or her parents, by his or her mom and dad. Think about it. Once we become grown and on our own, we all have people in our lives that we consider to be heroes or sheroes in our lives. People who have inspired us, people who have influenced us, people who have motivated us. However, long before you became grown and on your own, long before you could walk, talk, or feed yourselves, long before you can read, write, or do arithmetic. That's old school, y'all. I really went back on that arithmetic. You had a parent in your life. You had a mom and dad in your life. You had someone in your life that was critical and crucial in molding your life, in shaping your life, and influencing your life. Long before you ever met that school teacher, long before you ever met that coach, long before you ever met that athlete, long before you ever met that entertainer, that attorney, that judge, that police officer, that doctor, that accountant, that social worker, long before you ever met that person you now consider a mentor or a role model in your life, you and I were first influenced by our mama and by our dad. That's why, men, on this Father's Day, the life of Joseph, the stepfather of Jesus, is so intriguing to me. Every time I read this passage of scripture in Matthew chapter 1, I'm always intrigued by this brother by the name of Joseph, by this man by the name of Joseph. That's why on this Father's Day, the life of Joseph, the stepfather of Jesus, is so interesting to me, St. John. That's why on this Father's Day, on this Men's Day, the life of Joseph is so inspiring to me. Knowing that the baby Jesus would be raised by Joseph, knowing that this young child Jesus would be influenced by Joseph, knowing that the teenager Jesus would be impacted by Joseph. Why in the world would God choose this man, Joseph, to be the earthly father of Jesus Christ? What was it about this Joseph life? What was it about Joseph's values? What was it about Joseph's morals? What was it about Joseph's character that God would allow the only son he had, his only son, to be raised by this man, Joseph? Well, men, well, brothers of St. John, I believe that there are at least four characteristics that God saw in the life of Joseph that impressed God. I believe there are four things you can look at in the life of Joseph that impressed God, that said he's the one that I want to give the responsibility of raising my son. I believe that there were at least four distinguishing traits in Joseph's life that assured God that Joseph would be the godly earthly father to Jesus Christ. Therefore, brothers, therefore, men, therefore, dads, there at St. John Baptist Church, on this day, we honor fathers. On this day that we give allegiance to fathers, on this day that we honor the dads in our lives, I pray that each of us would examine ourselves to see if these characteristics in the scripture are evident in our lives. Hence, the subject of today's sermons, the characteristics of a godly father. I believe, God, that there are four things that impress God about the life of Joseph. Number one, Joseph was righteous. Joseph was righteous. Look at the first part of verse 19. The Bible says, the scripture says, well, let's say 18 and 19. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man. Don't miss that. Joseph, her husband, being a just man. Brother, the first thing I want you to know is that Joseph was righteous. The Bible says that Joseph was a just man. In other words, Joseph was a decent man. Joseph was an honest man. Joseph was an ethical man. Joseph was an honorable man. Joseph was an upright man. No, Joseph was not perfect. No, Joseph was not an angel, because Joseph, guys, like you and like me, was born in sin and in iniquity. However, because of Joseph's love for God, Joseph did his best to live a moral and honest and ethical and an upright life, not knowing that God was looking at him as a potential stepfather to the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. Oh, that's a word for somebody there in Maryland. That's a word for somebody there in Columbia. That's a word for somebody there in St. John Baptist Church. That's a word for somebody this morning. That's a word for somebody watching or listening to this worship service. Listen, brothers, listen, men. You never know what God wants to do with your life. You never know the plans that God, Brother Eric, has for you. That's why we must be careful of where we go. That's why we must be careful of what we do. That's why we must be careful of who you hang out with. God may have an assignment just for you. God may have a ministry just for you. God may have a mission just for you. However, God is watching you, men, to see if you're ready for the assignment, to see if you're ready for that ministry, to see if you're ready for that mission. I promise you, before Dr. Turner was ever elected as pastor of St. John Baptist Church, God was preparing him and molding him and shaping him to see if he was ready to take on the assignment of the pastor of St. John Baptist Church. I had no idea, guys, when I surrendered my life to Jesus Christ in Charity Hospital in 1977, that God was watching me. I had no idea that when I was preaching on the street corners of the Lord Night Ward every Saturday at 12 noon after I got saved, that God was watching me. I had no idea that when I started preaching at Greater Liberty Baptist Church in 1986, that somebody in that congregation was watching me. I had no idea back in 1986 when a struggling mission church with 65 members was looking for a pastor, and God was watching me. I had no idea that this struggling church called Franklin Avenue, out of all the preachers that applied for that position, out of all the preachers that applied for that role, that congregation chose me, who had never pastored before. I'd never pastored before. I wasn't even ordained. I was just a licensed preacher. But that congregation chose me to be the pastor because God was watching me. I had no idea that now, 34 years later, that Franklin Avenue Baptist Church would be one of the largest churches in the city of New Orleans, in the state of Louisiana, one of the largest churches in the nation, with this street kid from the Lord Night Ward as their pastor. But God was watching me. God was watching to see if I would be ready for this assignment. God was watching to see if I would be ready for this ministry. God was watching to see if I would be ready for this mission. That's why all of us must do our best, men, to live a godly life, because you never know what God wants to do in you and through you. Can I say that one more time? Men of St. John's Baptist Church, all of us must understand we must always do our best to live a godly life, because you never know what God wants to do in you and through you. Yes, Joseph had to be a righteous man because God called Joseph to be the earthly father of Jesus Christ. Joseph would literally raise the Savior of the world in his house. Think about it. You think God would allow his son to be raised by someone who was unjust? You think God would allow his son to be raised by someone who had no values? You think God would allow his son to be raised by someone who had no morals? You think God would allow his son to be raised by someone who would lie like a rug, drink like a fish, or cuss like a sailor? No, brothers, no, man. God wanted the earthly father of his son to be someone who was godly, someone who was decent, someone who was honest, someone who was ethical, someone who was just, someone who was righteous. So God chose Joseph to be the stepfather, to be the earthly father of Jesus Christ. But not only God was impressed by Joseph because he was righteous, that's the second thing I see in the text. God also was impressed by the life of Joseph because he was real. Joseph was real. Look at the second part of verse 19. The Bible said, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not wanting to put her away, not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. Listen, not only was Joseph righteous, but brothers, Joseph was real. In other words, even though Joseph was just, even though Joseph was righteous, Joseph was still a man. Joseph was still a man. And because Joseph was a man, because Joseph was a real man, Joseph had some issues with being told that the woman he was in love with, Joseph had some issues with being told that the woman that he was about to marry was pregnant, knowing that the two of them had never been physically intimate. Therefore, when Joseph was told by Mary that she was pregnant with a child because of the Holy Spirit, Joseph did not say, well, bless the Lord, God works in mysterious ways. No. Joseph did not say, oh, okay, Lord, I guess you know what's best. Your will be done. No, Joseph was angry. Joseph was upset. Joseph thought that Mary had messed around on him, had stepped out on him. Joseph thought that Mary had committed adultery. Come on, men. Come on, brothers. Don't just sit like that like you never thought about that thing. Let's be honest. Let's be real. I don't care how saved you are. I don't care how spiritual you are. I don't care how much you love the Lord. You find out that the woman you're in love with is pregnant and you know you've never slept with her. You find out that the woman that you love is pregnant and you know you're not the baby daddy. And then to add insult to injury, the woman you are in love with, the woman you're about to marry, not only is pregnant, but the baby, once he is born, will not even be named after you. Come on, guys. Tell the truth, shame the devil. Joseph was ticked off. Joseph was mad. Dr. Turner, Joseph was upset. Eric, even though he was righteous, he was real. Even though he was just, he was jolted. Even though he loved Mary, after hearing this news, he didn't like Mary. Therefore, Joseph, being realistic, decided to break up with Mary, call off the engagement, and because he was a righteous man, instead of making Mary a public example, which he could have done according to Old Testament standards, instead of making Mary a public example where she would be shamed in front of everybody in town, everywhere that she went, Joseph decided to put her away secretly. In their relationship, he did not want to disgrace the woman that he was in love with. No drama, no media, no announcement on Facebook, no announcement on Instagram, no announcement on social media. He would go his way. Mary would go her way. As much as he loved Mary, Joseph, being realistic, knew he could not deal with the public shame that Mary's pregnancy would cause. So Joseph called off the wedding, which leads to the third characteristics of a godly father. Number one, Joseph's men was righteous. Number two, men, Joseph was real. But also, God was impressed by Joseph because Joseph was receptive. Dads, fathers, Joseph was receptive to the will of God. Look at verses 20 through 23. Well, while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And also, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, but spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, verse 23, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Yes, Joseph was righteous. Joseph was real. But then, brothers, dads, fathers, men, Joseph was receptive to the will of God. One night while Joseph, use your spiritual imagination, guys. One night while Joseph tossed and turned, and an angel from God spoke to Joseph and in essence says, Joseph, this is a God thing. Joseph was going to put her away. Joseph called off the wedding and he couldn't sleep. He was tossing and turning. And God sent an angel from heaven and spoke to Joseph and said to Joseph, Joseph, this is a God thing. God has chosen Mary to give birth to the Savior of the world. Joseph, this is a God thing. God has chosen Mary to give a birth to the Savior of the world. Joseph, this is a God thing. Mary is still a virgin. This is a God thing. Don't be afraid to take her as your wife. This is a God thing. That which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. This is a God thing. It's all right, Joseph. Trust me. It's all right, Joseph. Believe me. It's all right, Joseph. Have faith in me. Joseph, this is a God thing. Be receptive to the will of God in your life. Be open, Joseph, to the will of God in your life. Oh, brothers, oh, men of St. John, oh, fathers, I believe God is looking for the same thing today in many of us who are looking at this service, who are watching this service, or who are listening to this service. I believe that God is looking for the same thing for many of us. God is looking for some believers. God is looking for some sons and daughters of God. God is looking for somebody in the church. God is looking for somebody in the body of Christ who is receptive to the will of God, who is sensitive to the will of God, who is open to the will of God. God is looking for some brother. God is looking for some husband. God is looking for some sister. God is looking for some wife. God is looking for some single person. God is looking for some senior soldier. God is looking for some dad, some father on this Father's Day to say, not my will, God, but your will be done. That's what God is looking for today on this Father's Day. To hear some dad say, not my will, but your will be done. God, I don't understand it, but your will be done. God, it doesn't make sense to me, but your will be done. God, I don't see how this will work out, but your will be done. God, people are going to start talking, but your will be done. God, the rumors will be nonstop, but your will be done. God, gossipers are going to start gossiping, but your will be done. God, in spite of it all, I will trust you. God, in spite of it all, I will depend on you. God, in spite of it all, I will lean on you. Oh, St. John, sound like Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. Men, in all thy ways, acknowledge God, and he shall direct thy path. Oh, yes, because Joseph was a righteous man, because Joseph was a just man, because Joseph was a real man, because Joseph was receptive to the will of God. God was so impressed with Joseph that God chose Joseph to be the earthly father, to be the earthly father of Jesus Christ, which leads to my fourth and final point on this Father's Day. Thank you again, my friend and brother, Dr. Turner, for this incredible honor of preaching for St. John's on this Men's Day and Father's Day. Why was God so impressed with this Joseph? Well, number one, Joseph was righteous. Number two, Joseph was real. Number three, Joseph was receptive to the will of God. And finally, God was impressed with Joseph because Joseph was responsible. Joseph was responsible. Look at verses 24 and 25. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son. Don't miss this next part of the verse. And he called his name Jesus. Brothers, don't miss that. Wake somebody up next to you. Don't miss that. Joseph was responsible. How do you say that, Fred? Because of what I see right here in the text. The Bible says, after the angel spoke to Joseph about what was going on, that there was a God thing, verse 24 said, then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to her, Mary, his wife. But don't miss verse 25. And Joseph did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son. But wait a minute, here's the shout. And he called his name Jesus. After Joseph woke up from his sleep, he went to Mary's house and told her about his dream, about his visit from the angel, that this was a God's thing. And that's when Joseph took responsibility. That's when Joseph took responsibility. He told Mary in verse 24, the wedding's back on. He told Mary in verse 24, we're getting married. I'm going to put a ring on it. We're moving the date up. We're moving the time up. This is a God thing, Mary. God spoke to my heart. God spoke to my spirit. This is a God thing. Don't worry about the groomsmen. Don't worry about the bridesmaid. Don't worry about a reception. This is a God thing. Mary, you're going to be my wife. I'm going to be your husband. We're going to have a baby. And please don't miss the last part of verse 25. And he called his name Jesus. Not Mary. Joseph called the baby's name Jesus. That's God, y'all. That's God, brothers. That's God's men. Mary, we're going to have to raise the Savior of the world. Mary, we're going to raise the Son of God. Wow, what a man. What a man. What a mighty good man. No wonder why God was impressed with Joseph. Joseph married his wife. Joseph changed his life, all because Joseph was responsible and he wanted to do what was right. Joseph took responsibility for his wife, and Joseph took responsibility for his family. Wow. 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 In like manner, men of St. John's Baptist Church, dads of St. John's Baptist Church, fathers of St. John's Baptist Church, I believe that God is looking for the same thing on this Father's Day. I believe God is looking for a few good men who will be responsible for your family. Let me say that again. I believe that God is looking in the congregation of St. John's Baptist Church, and God is looking for a few good men who will be responsible for your family, just like Joseph. No, the baby was not his biological son, but he took responsibility. No, it was not, wasn't the way that he planned it, but he took responsibility. No, it wasn't how he wanted things to happen, but he took responsibility. No, he was not financially ready, but he took responsibility. No, he wasn't sure how to be a husband, but he took responsibility. No, he wasn't sure how to be a father, but Joseph took responsibility. And men of St. John's Baptist Church, that's what God is looking for today
on this Father's Day. God's looking for some men, some husbands, some fathers to be the priest, the protector, and the provider of their family. Let me say that one, Dr. Turner, one more time. God is looking for some men, for some husbands, some fathers to be the priest, the protector, and the provider of their family. God is looking for some godly men to say, I'm responsible for my family, not the government. I'm responsible for my family, not the schools. I'm responsible for my family, not the courts. I'm responsible for my family, not the system. I'm responsible to feed them. I'm responsible to nurture them. I'm responsible to train them. I'm responsible to educate them. I'm responsible to discipline them. I'm responsible to teach them morals. I'm responsible to teach them values. And I'm responsible to teach my sons and daughters about the love of God, about the grace of God, and about the mercy of God, and about the forgiveness of God. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters of the St. John's Baptist Church, that's what our nation needs today. That's what our society needs today. That's what Maryland needs today. That's what Louisiana needs today. That's what Columbia needs today. That's what New Orleans needs today. We need godly men who will become godly fathers, who will then raise godly sons and daughters. Pastor Turner, just allow me to say that one more time. We need godly men who will become godly fathers, who will then raise godly sons and daughters to the glory and to the honor of God. Happy Father's Day, men. Happy Father's Day, brothers. Happy Father's Day to all who are there at St. John Baptist Church. Let's be godly men to make an impact in our community, in our families, in our city, our state, and our nation, because that's what God is looking for. Father, we love you. We praise you and we thank you for the wonderful privilege that Dr. Turner has given to me today to share in this message on Men's Day and Father's Day. Thank you for the men of St. John's Baptist Church. Thank you for the fathers of St. John Baptist Church. And I pray your blessings upon them collectively and individually. God, I pray this message will not return void, but accomplish those things that you wanted to accomplish. We love you. We praise you, and we thank you for all that you've done in our lives, what you're doing right now, what you promise you will continue to do. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Turner, for this wonderful privilege. Thank you, Eric Brooks. Love you, man. Miss you here at Franklin Avenue. Thank you, men of and women of St. John's Baptist Church. I love you. God love you, too. Y'all pray for me. I'll pray for you. Have a great day in Jesus' name.